Let us give him honor and all adoration. Let us magnify him. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. We bless you for your faithfulness, and we bless you for your mercies. Thank you for where you started. Thank you for where we are now. And we magnify you for where you are taking us. Blessed be your name. Thank you for our lives. Thank you, Lord, because you are too faithful to fail. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified, be thou glorified. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Give him thanks from the bottom of your heart. Give him praise from the bottom of your heart. Give him glory from the bottom of your heart. Magnify him from the bottom of your heart. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you and thank you. Ask him to move in our midst tonight. Ask him to speak to you tonight. Father, speak to us tonight again. Speak to us expressly. Speak to us, oh Lord. Speak to us, King of glory. Ask him to speak to you tonight. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. Speak to us again tonight, and let your name only be glorified. Meet everyone at the very point of their needs, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And then we are all returning with our testimony. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have given thanks. Help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. And tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. Congratulate your neighbor for me. Say it's a new day for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated comfortably. Glory to God. Our teaching is prophetic focus for the month of October. Wisdom from above and thrones. And our teaching series that we started last week, Wednesday, is unveiling the worth of divine wisdom. And this will be part four of it. Unveiling the worth of divine wisdom. Please, let's start tonight by saying we understand from scriptures that access to divine secrets is an asset that cannot be estimated. Access to divine secrets is an asset that cannot be estimated. We can also say it is so valuable that we cannot put a particular price on it. Access to divine secrets, there is no particular price that we can put on it. Job is our example. He said in Job chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, he says, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. He says, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And then in verse 2, he says, and there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He says, his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, and 5,000 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. This man was the greatest of all the men of the East. What qualified Job to be the greatest? Job 29 and verse 4. He said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Trading on God's secret from his youth was a secret, was the root of his success. Trading of God's secret from his youth. We also understand that these secrets are hidden treasures inside scriptures. These secrets that propels a man to the top are hidden treasures in scriptures. In other words, Inside what others see as stories are hidden treasures or coded treasures. What many people or other people see as mere stories, the Bible says, are hidden treasures that when located propels a man or a woman to the top. Glory to God. For example, someone sees a metal, plays with it, and trashes it. He goes to someone's place, he sees the metal, he plays with it, he trashes it. Unbeknownst to him, someone else picks it up and knows that this is gold or this is diamond. It doesn't look like it. It is hidden until it is polished. You will not know that this is gold. Until it is polished, you will not understand that this is diamond. So someone picks it, he says, this is trash, he trashes it. Someone else picks it up, he looks at it, and he knows from looking at it that this is treasure. This is gold, or this is what? Diamond. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 13, 44 to 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. The which, when a man had found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking godly pearls. And then it says, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. You will understand it better in TLB version. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure a man discovered in a field. In his excitement, he sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field and get the treasure too. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl, a merchant, is like a pearl merchant. On the lookout for choice pearls, he discovered a real bargain, a pearl of great value, and sold everything he owned to purchase it. What are we talking about? The secrets of God is the wisdom of God. Locating them commands glory, but they are hidden in scriptures. Glory to God. The secrets of God is the wisdom of God. Locating them commands glory, but they are hidden in scriptures. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Even the hidden wisdom. We speak, what we are talking about is the wisdom of God in a mystery. The wisdom of God is a mystery. However, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, this wisdom, when found out, results in our glorification. CEV translation, we speak of God's hidden and mysterious wisdom that God decided to use for our glory long before the world began. We speak of God's hidden and mysterious wisdom that God decided to use for our glory long before the world began. So when divine secrets are found and traded with, it makes a star out of anyone. When divine secrets are found, the reason it is a secret is because there is something inside it. That's why it's a secret. It is a secret because when found, you don't hide something if there is not something inside it. It is a secret because when found, it makes a treasure out of anyone. When found, when divine secrets are found and traded, divine secrets can make a star even out of a child. Listen to me very carefully. Divine secrets have no regard for age. Divine secrets have no regard for age. Discovery of secrets can turn a child to a star. That is why even a 70-year-old man can go to a child for advice. Why? Because inside that child is wisdom. May the Lord give us understanding. Solomon said, I'm a child, and this task is too much for me. I need wisdom. I'm a child, and what you have placed in my hands is not child's play. I need wisdom in order to be able to do what you have called me to do. So very quickly, what is in this wisdom? That means wisdom is so important. And if wisdom is so important, it is expedient for us to know what is in wisdom. What is in this wisdom? Number one, what is in wisdom? It is unsearchable in content. It is unsearchable in content. What does that mean? That means we cannot reach the end of wisdom. It is unsearchable in content. There is no limit to the wisdom bank. It is unsearchable in content. The bank cannot give you a bank limit, for example, a bank balance meeting. So, a limit. So, for example, you go to a bank, you open an account, and they tell you the limit, the bank balance that can be in this account is $1,000. That means they have placed a limit on your destiny. Your bank balance in this account cannot exceed $1,000. Two things can happen. They either increase it or you change the bank. I mean, understand what I'm talking about. So there is no limit to the wisdom bank. It is unsearchable. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. One translation, I say it like this. Nobody can comprehend the wisdom of wisdom. Am I making sense? The Holy Spirit put that in my head this evening. Nobody can comprehend the wisdom of wisdom. So you want to search out wisdom, you will need wisdom to search it out. And as you are using wisdom to search that one out, you need another wisdom to search that one. You can't get to the depth of wisdom. Wisdom is unsearchable. He says, how unsearchable are the riches of wisdom. One translation, TLB, he says, oh, what a wonderful God we have. How great are his wisdom and knowledge and riches. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his methods. There are some things that are of God that even the wisest of the wise cannot understand it. Unsearchable, they are unsearchable. NLT, very quickly, NLT. He says, oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and ways. I looked at one. He says, wisdom cannot be scrutinized. That means you can't sit down and plan and be trying to comprehend or scrutinize how that one came about. Put it up. RSV, Revised Standard Version. It says, oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. I didn't come up with that English, it's inside Bible. How inscrutable. I thought I sent it to you, technical. RSV. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. The depth. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. Inscrutable simply means you can't scrutinize it. You can't comprehend it with your head. Wisdom is unfathomable. That's the simple English.
Jude 1:25, it says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, and both now and ever. Wisdom makes you look stupid to the stupid. Glory to God. Wisdom makes you look stupid to the stupid. But at the end, it shall speak. Wisdom makes you look stupid to the stupid, but you end up glorified. The stupid thinks that your decisions are not normal. They don't make sense, but wisdom doesn't make sense because it is not of the earth. If it makes sense, it is of the earth. If it doesn't make sense, it is from above. The things of above don't make sense. If it is from above, it will not make sense. So the stupid thinks that your decision is stupid because they cannot comprehend the things of God. However, the decisions that we make that is of heaven ends up glorifying us. Someone here will be glorified this month. I said somebody here tonight will end up glorified. They think you are going this way, but wisdom says, go that way. They think you are coming this way. Wisdom says, go that way. Hey, okay, the Bible says they came to David. There is a war. The Philistines came and gathered. David consulted with wisdom. Wisdom, what do I do? Wisdom said, David, go this way. David defeated them. Common sense says that now that I know your strategy, I'm coming back. The Bible says they came again. But now they know the strategy of David. So they came again thinking about the strategy of David. But David consulted wisdom again. Wisdom says, because now they know your strategy, don't do it the previous time. Let's go this way. Wisdom turns the stupid to the most stupid. I thought you were saying amen to that. That means for everyone that is not wise, they will not be able to comprehend your ways. And we are getting there. That will be somebody's testimony here in the name of Jesus Christ. What is wisdom? What is in wisdom? Number two, very quickly, wisdom eliminates all evil ways without shooting an arrow. Wisdom eliminates all evil ways without you having to shoot an arrow. Wisdom eliminates all evil ways without shooting an arrow. Without AK-47s, wisdom can stop the way against all evil. Job 28:11. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth it forth to light. Take note. He said, he bindeth the floods from overflowing. Nobody has capacity to stop a flood. Wisdom can. Can you stop a flood when it starts? No. But he says, wisdom can flood it, can stop it. He bindeth the floods from overflowing. And I will explain that to us in a moment. Because many of us are not acting in wisdom, that is why evil comes. I will explain that in a moment. Wisdom knows what to do to stop evil from coming. Proverbs 22:3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. A prudent man, that is a wise man, foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple person and are punished. A wise man foreseeth the evil. BRG translation, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple person and are punished. Okay, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple person and are punished. CEV, when you see trouble coming, don't be stupid and walk into it. When you see evil coming, Don't be stupid and walk right into it. Be smart and hide. Many are thinking, oh, of course, that's what I would do. ERV, wise people see trouble coming and get out of its way, but fools go straight into it and suffer for it. In other words, some intentionally walk into trouble even when they know that this is trouble. What am I trying to say? You are going somewhere, or you got somewhere, and as you are coming out of the car, you saw someone else's car that you know the person is already inside where you are going, and you know this person's car, the person that drove this car here is trouble for the both of you. How many understand what I'm talking about? You know that you two don't see eye to eye. And then, what do you do? Instead of you getting back inside your car and saying, I want to avoid trouble today, and then I will come back later. The foolish says, all of us were invited. She's here. I'm also here. Well, I mean, you understand where I'm going now. You see evil ahead. Wisdom says avoid it. Don't go into it. Don't enter. Don't think that you are, after all, they invited them. They invited me too. All of us. When we get there, we will resolve it. That is foolishness. Wisdom says walk away to avoid trouble. Walk what? Away to avoid trouble. Trouble won't find you again. Number three, what is wisdom? What is in wisdom? Wisdom commands supernatural favor. Tell your neighbor you'll be favored this time. I didn't say I will be favored. Say you will be favored this time. And as you are saying it, anything you say comes back to you. So you will be favored this time. Joseph the wise, Joseph the favored. Genesis 39 and verse 5, he says, and it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Joseph, a slave, Joseph blessed and favored. As a matter of fact, the Bible says even the owner of the house knew that his own blessings was as a result of the favor of Joseph. I am not the one. I will never forget one thing I heard from my father, Bishop Thomas Aremu. He said God said to him, he saw a little girl that was in distress, that was in the all manner of calamity. He said God said to him, take that girl in. Not do everything you can to send her to school and make her life comfortable. Not because of her, but because of you. He said the moment the girl came into his house, his fortune began to change from level to level. Get that girl into your house and make sure that everything she needs and everything she desires, you give to her. Not because of her, but because of you. Somebody is saying, no, I don't want trouble. I don't want wahala. No, stay away from. The people you are helping is not for them. You are investing in your own life and in the life of your own children and children yet unborn. May the Lord give you understanding. I said, may the Lord give you understanding. The favor that flows to people around you. When favor comes, everybody that surrounds you will know and will benefit from it. That's the kind of favor we are looking for. It's not the type of favor or the type of blessing that ends with us. It is the kind of favor and the type of blessings there is no way it will be raining and you are in the same place and those who are surrounding you will not be wet. That's the type of favor we are looking for. And that's the type of favor you are contacting from now. It says, the Lord's location is, and listen to me very carefully, Location is not a challenge for the wise. Put it down. Location is not the challenge of the wise. In the most unusual of places, they will still enjoy favor. Location does not limit the wise. In the most unusual of places, they will still be favored. Joseph, favored as a slave. Joseph, in the most unusual of places, in the prison, still favored. How can you still be favored in prison? Verse 21 of that scripture. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. If you are going to be favored, not in prison, especially because of the allegations made against you. But Joseph, as a result of wisdom, favored in Potiphar's house, favored in prison, favored everywhere. Everywhere you step from now, your middle name shall be favored. No, say your my first name shall be favored. When wisdom is found, it commands favor. Proverbs 8 and verse 35. For whoso favor, that this is wisdom speaking. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. So when you find me, wisdom is saying, you have found favor. Don't look for favor, look for wisdom. When you have found me as wisdom, then you have found favor. Jesus, the wisdom of God, says to us in Luke 2:40, the Bible says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And what happened? And then he began to increase in wisdom. Verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. As wisdom increased, favor came along with it. Listen to me very carefully. There are some virtues that work with favor, with wisdom. Wisdom does not work alone. There are some virtues that work with wisdom. One of them is favor. The other one is riches. Everywhere you see wisdom, you must see favor. You must see riches. He said, don't look for any of these things. Just look for wisdom. Because wisdom has brothers and sisters that follow him about everywhere he goes. Everywhere you see wisdom, favor is at the corner. You won't lack wisdom. Number four, what is in wisdom? Wisdom secures longevity. That means no one with wisdom dies young. Proverbs 33, it says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck. I got an understanding of this scripture today, and I rejoiced in my spirit. It says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. Let not, what? Mercy and truth forsake thee. So, there is a place of mercy. There is a place of truth. Both of them are important. He says, don't let them forsake you. Hold them up in thy neck and hold them tight. I will tell you the reason very quickly. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Do not neglect the place of mercy and truth. They are two separate virtues. There is a place for mercy, but there is also a place for truth, but both of them work together. Look at good word. It will explain it a little better. Do not let mercy and truth leave you. Fasten them around thy neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Now, what does that mean? The Holy Spirit explained that to me tonight. While there is a place of mercy, never neglect the place of truth. Mercy on our health. Truth to know what to eat and what not to eat. Mercy on our health. That there is mercy does not mean you should be eating poison. It means you are foolish. mercy upon our health, he says, beloved, I wish above all things that what? Thou mayest prosper and be in health. Until you are in health, that means you will live long. When you are in health, you live long. Is that correct? So he said, but don't neglect the place of mercy. There is also the place of truth. Oh, I have mercy from God. And then I will be eating 5-level burger 3 times a day. He says, carry on. Glory to God. I will be eating, and then I will neutralize it with Diet Coke. I will neutralize the effect of the burger with Diet Coke. Now listen to me. Don't mercy on our health. Truth to live healthy. Truth to live. Verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. You see what follows wisdom? You see all these things that follow wisdom? He says, in her right hand is what? Length of days. That is longevity. In her left hand, riches and honor. Proverbs 4:10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Say, the years of my life shall be many. I will not die young. In the name of Jesus Christ. That will be your portion from now. Finally, number 5, what is in wisdom? Wisdom makes us wiser daily. Wisdom makes us wiser daily. Wisdom. Luke 2:40, remember concerning Jesus, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And after a while, he says in verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and man. If Jesus increased in wisdom, who are you and I that we think we have arrived because of the small wisdom we have achieved, we have gotten? Who are you and who am I? He says Jesus was increasing in wisdom. Listen to wisdom, what wisdom says. Proverbs chapter 8, 33 to 34. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door, watching daily. And one way we grow in wisdom is listening to the wise. Listening to the wise. Proverbs 1:8-9, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. We grow in wisdom daily by learning daily. Daily learning, daily wisdom. TLB, how does a man become wise? The first step is to trust and reverence the Lord. Only fools refuse to be taught. Only fools refuse to be taught. Listen to your father and mother. What you learn from them will stand you in good stead. It will gain you many honors. A man is wiser when he listens to teachings and instructions. Teachings and instructions. When you think what you are hearing is above you, that is the beginning of your fall. When you think you know too much, he says, let him that thinketh he knoweth know that he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 2. Let him that thinketh he knoweth anything know that he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. If any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. If you think you know, then you are dead. Glory to God. Even in the school of marriage, those who have married 80 years are still learning. In the school of parenting, everybody is still learning. Oh, I have arrived. Okay, your child will surprise you one day. That's when you will know that you do nothing. about parenting. Everybody's learned. It says in Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. He will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, he will increase in learning. It will increase. The day you refuse instruction is the day your accident begins. TLB of that scripture. Teach a wise man and he will be wiser. Teach a good man and he will learn more. Learning changes us and makes us wiser daily. And when we are wiser daily, we change levels daily. Wisdom is to listen to instruction, which is learning more to be wiser. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Sometimes you will be learning from your children. How many understand what I'm talking about? Don't push them away and say, who are you? You know where we are coming from. That's not how I was taught. That's not, how can you say that to me? Sometimes you learn from your children. Your 5 or 6 year old can teach you what they never taught you in school. You better be patient to learn. And not think, what do you want to see? You met us in this art. What will come out of your mouth now that you want to tell me? You better sit down and learn from them. There is no reservoir of the wisdom of somebody. He says there is no depth to wisdom. God can use anyone to teach you and to learn wisdom from. Rise up on your feet and give God thanks. Give him all the praise and all the glory tonight. Father, we thank you. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Lord, we exalt your name. We magnify you. Thank you for your faithfulness and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. We exalt you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Before we partake of the table tonight, somebody's here that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. I've lost my wisdom bank. I want to return to you. Someone else wants to say, Lord, King of Glory, I want to rededicate my life to you so that I can begin to return. I can return to the wisdom bank. Why not tonight? All heads bowed and all eyes closed. You're in any of those categories. You want to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Why not? Put your right hand on your heart and let me quickly pray with you and for you. And someone else wants to say, Lord, I want to rededicate my life the same way. Put your right hand on your heart, online and on ground. Let me pray with you tonight. And as if you are doing that, repeat these words after me very quickly. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord. Because now I'm born again. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed. Amen. If you said that prayer in your heart, Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. The same grace will preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They'll begin to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards to the praise and glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting and eternal Father. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Amen. If you said that prayer in your heart, lift up your hands to heaven. Somebody will be by your side to assist you. You said that prayer on ground, online. I thought you were clapping. You said that prayer online. Send a text message to the number that is being displayed right now. And somebody will also be getting in touch with you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' marvelous name. Now, you are on ground already tonight. What do you desire from the table? If I were you, I would ask, oh Lord, I know nothing. I don't even have any iota of wisdom. Lord, tonight as in this service, baptize me with wisdom. Lift up your voice to heaven. And just as the King of Glory, lift up your voice to heaven. Just ask him tonight, Lord Jesus, wisdom from your wisdom bank. I receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Wisdom from your wisdom bank. I receive it tonight that your name only will be glorified. Wisdom from your wisdom bank, eternal rock of ages. I receive it tonight as I partake of your flesh and your blood. The type of wisdom that you walked in, Lord, I begin to walk in it tonight. The type of wisdom that you walked in, King of glory, I begin to manifest it tonight. I begin to show it tonight. I begin to manifest from tonight in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. I begin to manifest it from tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I begin to manifest it from tonight. Wisdom bank, O Lord. Wisdom bank, my Father and my God. Leraba, Zozeba, Lerus, Ketolia, Timazuzi. My Father and my God, I covet right now the spirit that was in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Wisdom from above that cannot be denied. The wisdom from above that cannot be denied. Thank you, Holy One, in Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed. In Jesus' marvelous name we have prayed. If you have your flesh and your blood, lift it up to heaven. Father, we declare the table blessed tonight. We decree that everyone that partakes of the flesh and your blood tonight, every sickness drops off, every disease flies off, every form of foolishness dies here in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we begin to walk in your wisdom. It will begin to show in our homes. It will begin to show in the relationship with our children. It will begin to show at our places of work. It will begin to show everywhere in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy One. In Jesus' marvelous name. Let's partake of the table as the overcomer's voice minister.
I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the life of God in me. I have the life.
Someone that is blessed tonight, lift up those hands and give God thanks. Give him praise, give him glory, honor, adoration, magnify him, exalt him. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your holy name, O Lord. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.